Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Like my legs, I'm tired of running wild temptation. It just keeps on coming. If you're shooting for the top, just don't stop gunning. Gonna beat them minds, just gotta keep drumming. Sometimes you can't sing, but you can't stop humming. I can release my spirit, cause the flesh on me. Break these chains, no, they can't hold me. I'ma make things right, cause it's all on me. Now I break my debts with that stony. Even though the road's long and it seems lonely, sometimes it gets rough, yeah, you know it's thorny. You have to saddle up, riding like a pony. I'm in this race, yeah, victory. They just see the hustle, only see the fame. Them that see what's struggling, them that know the pain. If I was a bird, I'd fly away. But I ain't so until that day. Can you take my burdens away?
Holding on by strength, so I gotta keep strumming.
Can't sing right now, but I won't stop humming. Take we energy, them off, we pull it, take a week, and we are do it right. And tell it nothing left for we, we are do it. And we are show out, and it's gonna be the bomb, make we blow out. Been through the fire, now I'm feeling like a luau. Couldn't even talk, couldn't sing, hallelujah. Can't find a word, so I'ma just do it like, Oh, my heart ain't tired of loving. Like my legs are tired of running. My temptation, it just keeps on coming. If you're shooting for the top, just don't stop gunning. Gonna beat them out, just gotta keep drumming. Sometimes you can't sing, but you can't stop humming. They just see the hustle, only see the fame. Them that see we struggling, them that know the pain. If I was a bird, I'd fly away. But I ain't so until that day. Can you take my burdens away?
Holding on by strength, so I gotta keep strumming.
Can't sing right now, but I won't stop humming.
That was our first song for the week from the one and only Monty G, all the way in South Florida. But, you know, he's from Freeport, Grand Bahama in the Bahamas, and he's doing big things. And that was one of his songs entitled Humming. You know, Monty G is a young man that has been doing some great, great stuff representing the Bahamas on a major scale. You know, I, you know, remember meeting Monty years ago to the Marlin Award. Young man, very talented. And what I really admire about him, he has a gift of leadership. He knows how to pull people together and, you know, just impact people. And today, he's still doing the same thing. He have a heart of gold, always looking out for people. And, you know, I just want to encourage him to keep doing what he's doing, because he's a brilliant young man. And I see big, big things coming up for him in the future, man. You know, but big up yourself, Monty. Loving all the work you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, man. All right? And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guests? All the way from the U.S.
We want to welcome a gifted artist. Man, he embodies a believer. And he sacrificed a world of professional sports, personal glory by being obedient to the Lord. He's glorifying and uplifting the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in that obedience now in the community, in the nation, and in the world. What a great brother, I'm telling you. Such a remarkable change of assignment, a temporary career on the ball diamond to a life of blessed ministry and service. And man, are we so happy about that. An amazing journey. Look at God. Wow, all about God. Our internationally popular and internationally loved good brother, Mr. Todd Delaney. Todd, welcome, bro. How are you?
Mike D, it is good to hear your voice, and I'm doing wonderful, man. Just excited to be back with you again.
Hallelujah.
Hey, what's up, Todd, and welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, I see you've been doing a lot of things in 2023. You've been doing big things. You've been impacting people all over the world, man, you know. And I'm sure in 2024, you know, this year is going to be amazing for you, you know. But tell us, what you got planned for this year? You know, I'm sure it's going to be a phenomenal one for you.
First off, landlord, it is good to hear your voice. It's good to, anytime we get a chance to sit down, it's always a riot. So I'm looking forward to more of the same right now. 2024, I got a lot up my sleeve because the Lord is kind of giving me, I guess, a piggyback off of 2023. Like you said, we released some strong music, but now we're hitting the world with a song called No Weapon.
Okay.
It's not Fred Hammond's version, No Weapon, but it's a new version, a version for today that I really believe is already blessing the world, but I believe it's really going to hit every continent in a way that is really special. And then I'm working on a few, you know, business ventures that I really think are going to impact the world. One of them is a homeschool baseball academy.
All right.
That I kind of just put my hands into because my son is homeschooled and training to become a professional baseball player. And
okay.
Through training him as a homeschool student, I found out that there were many homeschool students that were looking for a trainer. And so through that, I've launched a school here in Illinois.
Wow.
Called the Homeschool Baseball Academy. And we just teach kids the ins and outs of baseball, the mental approach to baseball, and just speed training, everything, just the overall of what you need to become a successful baseball player. So 2024 is going to be a strong year for me, landlord, and I'm looking forward to whatever God does.
That's awesome, man, you know, but I just love to see the way that you are just emptying yourself, either through music or through sport in the young people, man. You know, kudos to you, man. I'm really, really proud of you, bro. Real talk.
And Todd, you know,
yep.
You just keep the great music coming, man. That goes without
wow.
saying, man. I mean, just people
wow.
listening and they know your brand new song, No Weapon, man. It's blessing and ministering yeah. to people all over.
For
the
real?
Background
wow.
singers sound great, too. No weapon formed
yeah.
against me shall prosper. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Tell us about your new
yeah.
single sound.
Oh, man, I really have a high, high, high hopes for this song. You know, because of a couple of different reasons. Like, one, it's the word, and the word always works. But then also, it's just the song itself. Like, I really feel like the melody is going to catch fire in every continent. I think that people all over the world are going to cry out and sing it over their families that nothing formed against them will prosper. Like, it doesn't matter what the enemy throws your way. It, come hell, come high water, it does not matter. God has released promises over us that we're protected and that there's nothing that can stop us. And so this song, I believe, is at the right time. And I believe it's going to be effective more than possibly any song that we've ever released before. And that's saying something.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, man, it's just a manifest presence of God, man. And No
wow.
Weapon
yeah.
is your follow-up single to your former number one song. It's working with Bishop Hezekiah
yeah.
Walker. Both are from
yeah.
your ministering album, The Journey Live, man. And congratulations on all
yeah.
of that, man. Good
Thank
deal,
you.
Man.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike D.
yeah, you're very welcome, man.
For real, man, you know, Todd, you always works in excellence, man, and you just know how to just usher in the presence of God through worship, man, you know, good stuff, bro. Todd, there is a fan of yours. He is from Uganda. He is a radio host and a DJ, and he goes by the name of DJ Ditty 256, and he has a question for you.
Shalom, praise the living God. Hope you do well. Yeah, DJ DT256 is my name, and I'm from Africa, Uganda, and I'm working with Magic 8M. What inspired you to do the song Pulling Me Through, and did you expect Pulling Me Through to be your breakthrough release upon the Billboard Gospel Album charts?
Oh, what a question, DJ Diddy. Pulling Me Through was the first song that I ever wrote, like especially
wow.
that I ever wrote for the Lord. And so I wanted to share my story of how I made it over from playing professional baseball to serving the Lord. A lot of people thought that I had lost my mind by leaving behind such a lucrative career for an uncertain one. And so I just needed God to make sure he held my hand and got me through that process. And that song came from me coming over from playing baseball to serving the Lord. And I was just asking God, God, you got to get me through it. And he did. So out of that, that was my testimony. God, you pulled me through and you wouldn't let me fall.
Wow. Makes sense. Me through. Hallelujah.
Real. You know, Todd, I always love that song, man. And just hearing this story give me a better appreciation for that song, man. You know, real good stuff, man.
Todd, real quick, what is return to reverence? I know it's part of your worshiping and fellowshipping.
Yeah. Return to reverence is a monthly worship session that God has instructed me to do. And what we do on my end is every month on the first of the month, we lead people in worship at 6:30 a.m. on YouTube.
Nice.
Is everybody invited?
The whole world is invited, Mike D. I mean, we just start the morning off and really we believe in that. When you start your month off in the presence of God, that tangible blessings will chase you down. And so we try to just kind of center everybody, because a lot of people just forget that. They run about their day, they go to work, and then they forget to really reverence and respect the one that holds it all together.
Return to reverence. And people can tune into YouTube at 6:30 a.m.
Yep.
Central Time in the USA?
Yep, 6:30 a.m. Central Time on the first of every month. You'll wake up with me on YouTube, and we'll just worship for about 20, 30 minutes, and then you go on about your day and your month, and I'm praying the increase hits your account, healing would be all over your house, and all of that stuff would belong to you.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And just go to Todd Delaney YouTube.
Yep. Just type in Todd Delaney on YouTube, and it'll pop right up.
All right, man. Worship, bro. Yes.
Yeah, man. You know, Todd, you are a true worshiper, man. And I just, you know, appreciate you and what you bring to the table and to the kingdom, man. You know, you just keep writing those wonderful songs. Keep impacting the world, man. We appreciate you right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we just wish you all the best.
No weapon, no. Oh. Through the fire, through the flood, through the valley, through the mud,
I won't worry,
and I won't fear now,
I won't fear.
Every hand, come on, say it, whatever's trying to come against you, you tell them, say it.
Todd Delaney is a worshiper that has others joining him in the manifest presence of God with his brand new single sound, No Weapon. Last year in 2023, Todd released his album, The Journey Live, and the album is pure worship. God is the Almighty, and it's great to join Todd Delaney in worship. Praise God.
Mike, I agree with you 1,000%, man. I'm telling you, Todd Delaney is the man, man. This man is a true worshiper, a worshiper of heart, man. And it's always great, you know, just to have him right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next from out of St. Lucia is a young man. He goes by the name of AJ, and he got a new track, and it's entitled Back on My Vibe. I want you guys to check it out right here. Don't go nowhere.
Back on my vibe, back again of it. It's A. Back on my vibe, back again of it. J.
Back on my vibe, back again of it. Back on my vibe, back again of it.
Back on my vibe, back on my vibe. Back on my vibe like I never left. Haven't arrived,
haven't arrived.
Nevertheless, I am headed there. Making it clear so that you know, not all that will glitter is gold. But my life is so priceless, they cannot purchase my soul. Cost will insane be the code. If God is the one who be dealing those hands, tell me then how will I fold?
No, I ain't close.
Royal flesh on my foes, feed on his word so I grow. Romans 10:15 kinda make me wiggle my toes. This godly vibe, yeah, it got me on the high. See that in the heavens, peep them levels, yeah, we fly. Watch me glide, catch the Lindy Yon vibes, I'm alive. This ain't Kodak, but picture perfect, watch me slide. Spin, walk back on my vibe.
Back on my vibe, back again of it. Back on my vibe, back again of it.
Back on my vibe, back again of it. Back on my vibe, back again of it.
Back on my vibe, checking my time. Never been out of my prime. Never. Since 2009, I told him I died. Like last year, I came back to life. I rise like steam. No leavening, the embellishment to my life is seen. It's imperative that I'm sharing this on the mic with ease. That's a testament of the mighty hands of the Christ. Please, this light, it gleams. I'm free.
Back on my vibe, back again of it. Back on my vibe, back again of it.
Back on my vibe, back like I never left. Back on my vibe, back like I never left.
Back on it, back on my vibe again, and we vibing with
vibing.
Folks who go right for we, yeah, we family chosen.
Chosen,
and we still keeping it open.
Open.
You're welcome to roll up the crew if you ain't on some bull like DeRozan.
Whoa.
Stick with the side, never stay neutral though we coasting.
Coast.
Cannot be easily removed like a post-it. Either we walk through the fire, or we turn back and be frozen. This isn't boasting. Rolling with the king is a win, so we toasting.
Cheers. Back on my vibe, back again of it. Back on my vibe, back again of it.
Back on my vibe, back again of it. Back on my vibe, back again of it.
Back on my vibe, back again of it. Back on my vibe.
AJ back on his vibe and sounding good in the neighborhood. great to hear such excellence and creativity and commitment to the Lord. All right. That's the best vibe ever, landlord.
Yeah, that was Arnold Jules, a.k.a. AJ. You know, he started rapping from the age of 10 years old. He wrote his first secular song at the age of 16. And at the age of 18, he had an encounter with the Most High that changed his life forever. You know, he is very passionate about ministry, and that was his latest release entitled Back on My Vibe. And I'm really feeling this tone, man. And I pray, bro, that this song take you all over the world in Jesus' name. All right? Real talk. All right? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Landlord, procrastination can keep people from reaching their goals, ultimately their dreams. And action can wipe out procrastination.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, procrastination is the thief of time. And you know, you could lose anything and get it back, but time is a no-no. Well, at this time, we would love to thank multi-award-winning international gospel artist Todd Delaney for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out with us every week. We appreciate you. And we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord. And on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. But coming up next from out of New York, he is a pastor. He goes by the name of Pastor Kelly. He's originally from Jamaica. He is a radio host, a gospel artist, and so much more. I want you guys to check out his latest track entitled Let the Church Say Amen. Right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Help me say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say. Church, say amen. church, say amen. God has spoken, oh, let the church say amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. Everybody say, let the church say amen.
Stay. Don't ever leave me. Stay.